Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, right off the bat, we're going to be joined by a gentleman with a very interesting background. There's a movie that's been made about his very interesting life, and we're going to be talking to him about his artwork and his life and his love of hot rods. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by a representative of a big event coming up a couple of weekends from now on the Monterey Peninsula in California. It's the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and we'll be talking about some of the vehicles that they're going to be showcasing, including the 100th birthday of Aston Martin, the 50th anniversary of the Porsche 911, as well as a special gathering of Alfa Romeos. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Mark Evans, one of our regular guys. He's going to pop the hood, so to speak. We're going to be doing a little bit of over-the-air diagnostic work. Mark is an ASC certified mechanic, and we'll be taking your telephone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Also, with Mark in hour number two, we're going to talk about another recent movie. It's all about a car, the Buick Grand National. It's called Black Air, and Mark got an opportunity to check that out, and so did I recently. And so we'll get my take and Mark's take on that particular movie and now DVD. Coming up in hour number three, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a representative from Fiat who is going to tell us all about the two new Fiats to the lineup, the longer variant of the 500 called the 500L and the electric 500E. Also coming up, the gentleman in charge of public affairs for General Motors, James Bell from GM, will be on board with us to tell us about one of the highly anticipated new vehicles for 2014. It's the return of the Stingray name to the Corvette for its seventh generation. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome to Auto World a gentleman who has quite an elaborate resume. Let me just take a look at some of the things that he's done in his life. He's been a truck driver. He's been a short order cook. He's been a forklift operator. He's been a carnival concessionaire. He's been a cattle herder. He's been a jailbird. He's been an academic art student. He's a L.A. transplant. He's a husband. He's an underground cartoonist. He's a Zap Comics Collective member. He's the gentleman who did the Appetite for Destruction cover for Guns N' Roses, the very controversial album cover back in the 1980s. He's a painter. He's a unicyclist, an antique collector, the founder of Juxtapose magazine. He's a sculptor, and he's won numerous awards over the years, and above all else, he's also a great hot rod collector and enthusiast. It's my pleasure to welcome Robert Williams to Auto World. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Hanging in there.
Good deal.
Really enjoyed seeing clips of your movie and all the great things that you've done in your life. Why don't we begin by talking a little bit about how it all started for you as far as your love of hot rods. Was this something that you got into as you moved to California, or was it something that you developed a fondness for early in your life?
Well, my father in the Deep South back in the 40s and 50s had a stable of stock cars, had a number of stock cars. They run on tracks around the South. So I was always raised around race cars on dirt tracks. And when I got into my very early teens, I developed an appreciation for Ford V8, especially Fords in the early 30s. And then I come to find out there was a class of old Ford called a hot rod. And at the age of 12 years old, my dad bought me a 34 Ford 5-window coupe. And that started my hot rod world right there.
Wow. That must have been so cool to have that at that young of an age. And did you start working on it immediately? Did you start
customizing? Yeah, I did. I was 12 years old, and I took the fenders off with an axe.
Very good.
But I've had a large number of hot rods over the years. I'm addicted to them, and I haven't been able to get away from them. Currently, I own two 32 Fords, a Roadster, and a 3-window coupe.
Excellent. And certainly we'll talk about California and the beginnings of hot rodding and the car culture out there. But I worked in music radio for about 10 years of my broadcasting career, and I've done some fill-in work on Sirius XM on their music side as well. So we both have a fondness for rock and roll, and I'm just wondering if you know a good friend of mine who's a rock and roll gearhead, musician, and hot rod enthusiast, and that's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. Do you know Billy?
I know Billy very, very well. He's a close friend, and I've known him for years.
Oh, what a great guy he is. And
he sure is. He's a remarkable person.
He's a true musicologist, too. I mean, the first time I met him, I went up to him on Rodeo Drive. They've now brought that event back, the Concord Rodeo Drive. This was back in 2000. And it was one of those humble moments in my life, because even though I'm a radio guy, at the core, I'm a rather shy person, so I went up to him and very humbly said, "Mr. Gibbons, you know, I'm Bob Long. I do a number of syndicated automotive radio shows. Would it be possible if I could have a few moments of your time to interview you?" And he blew me away when he said, "You know, you're Bob Long. I've been listening to you for years, man."
There you go.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and he's very accessible. He's a wonderful fellow.
He really is, and certainly.
But you know, if you function in the hot rod world as a snob, you don't last long.
That is true. Let's talk a little bit about the beginnings of hot rods and California. Car culture is so much a part of the way of life in California, even today in 2013. But when we go back to the early days of hot rodding, like you said, the 30s and 40s and 50s, and racing on the dry lakes, and folks like Wally Parks and Vic Edelbrock and Escuderian and all these pioneers, I mean, to me, they were heroes.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, people that I really revere, and I remember reading about as a child. You know, it's really fun to go up and talk to Ed Escuderian. You know, he's quite a character. He's left quite a legacy.
He certainly has. And certainly, I would imagine living in California, your artwork has been influenced by a whole slew of things: entertainment, music, and hot rod culture as well. Let's talk a little bit about one of the more famous pieces of your work, and that was Appetite for Destruction, which got the eye of I believe it was Axl Rose, and he suggested it as the album cover for their debut, and the rest is history. Tell us a little bit about that piece of work, Appetite for Destruction.
Well, Bob, that was an underground painting, and that was not meant for the general public. And Axl Rose saw it on a postcard, and he contacted me. And I suggested that he select something else that might be a little more socially palatable. But he insisted on that image for an album cover, and I said, "Well, I think that's great that you'll dare with something like that, but you know, you're going to have a lot of problems." And he
did. Hold that thought, Robert. More on the other side. This is Auto World.
Two lips touching together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
I love to be around people with capability of having abstract, protracted imagination.
Thank you, Verb.
You know, and you can, the only people you could find like that in Albuquerque here in the Deep South or somewhere is like people that are like right on the edge of being criminals.
California, here I come, right back where I started from.
It was Los Angeles that started the hot rods. It was the West Coast that started the image of outlaw bikers at Hollister. it was the West Coast and San Francisco that started the psychedelic poster movement. It was San Francisco that started the underground comic book movement. It was the movie industry here and the pornography industry here that generated a certain attitude. Skateboarding started out here. Tattooing was very popular out here first, and that started with Don Ed Hardy. The West Coast was holding all the cards, and no one knew why. You go back east, you go back to New England and New York, and you're stuck in a world that seems like it's still being held on by Europe.
California, here I come.
That's a great clip from a brand new documentary which just came out on DVD and video on demand platforms. Robert Williams, Mr. Bitchin' is the name of the documentary film, and we are very honored here to have Robert Williams joining us live from California. And what a great piece of audio from the film that is. Before the break, we were talking about the very controversial Appetite for Destruction album cover, and you were saying that Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses selected this from a postcard, and you at first said, you know, you're setting yourself up for some perhaps negative criticism, but Axl insisted he wanted to have this as the album cover. Tell us a little bit more, Robert.
Well, since I was in underground comics in the 60s, I saw what kind of problems you could get into with questionable material. So when they adopted that as their album cover, all my prophecies and warnings that I told them came true. So consequently, I ended up being on MTV a couple of times and a lot of newspaper interviews defending an album cover that I really didn't endorse. I seemed to be the only person that was articulate enough to defend it, so it got a lot of coverage, an enormous amount of coverage. So the situation was, I was licensing an enormous amount of artwork to garage bands and punk rock bands at that time, and Guns N' Roses were virtually unheard of, and I let them have this album cover for nothing. Mm-hmm. So financially, I took a whipping on that. It was a learning lesson for me.
I understand completely. We've all had them. It was a real treat seeing clips of your DVD, and I can't wait to see the whole thing, and when we do, we'll get you back for a full hour-long visit. But
please.
Again, being the car music guy here, it was a great pleasure to see Debbie Harry from Blondie, someone that I interviewed many, many years ago, and you've done some work with her, utilizing Debbie in some of your artwork.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Ms. Harry.
Well, Debbie Harry is a car aficionado. And
I didn't know that, so that's cool to know, Robert.
Yeah. She likes 60s cars, and she has one or two interesting vehicles, and she keeps up. And I think one of the reasons she moved to New Jersey was for room for cars and collections and whatnot. But I met her through punk rock people in the early 80s, and she turned out to be a wonderful lady, very intelligent and easy to get along with, very accessible, you know, a very strong woman, attractive woman, you know. I have nothing but good to say about her.
Yes, certainly, you know, much to be applauded about Debbie Harry, you know, conquering her your own personal drug demons and then taking care of her longtime boyfriend when he was sick for a number of years. So, you know, I have nothing but great respect for her as well. Let's talk a little bit more about the film. This must have been an exciting project for you to have a film being made about your life. What's it like when you sit down and look at yourself and the film? Is it a good feeling?
Bob, you got it exactly backwards. You know, I was very honored to be the subject in this film. But that film took 20 years and over 200 hours, and it went through three film crews. And me and my wife, Suzanne, had given up an enormous amount of privacy to have people continually with cameras around us.
Sure.
So you get not only an insight into the hot rod world, but the underground art world and the changes in America over 20 years. So my vanity and my ego set aside, you get a window on an interesting hunk of America. And I think the film, if nothing else, is worth that. And now, I worked for years with Ed Big Daddy Roth. He's in it.
And oh,
he's
great.
Expressing his opinion about it. And, you know, Von Dutch is in it. A number of automotive heroes are in it, but also cultural heroes. Artie Shaw, the big band leader, is in it.
Sure.
You know, it's a very, very interesting film and a real hunk of Americana.
That's
so
great.
My angst over it set aside, I'm very proud of the film.
Oh, I'm sure that you are, and definitely, like I said, as soon as I get a copy and able to see the whole thing, we'll definitely get you back on for a longer visit. So how about your hot rod collection? You mentioned what you've got right now. Do you have any plans to add any additional hot rods to your collection?
Well,
or
my wife, Suzanne, has got a Corvette-powered 34 Ford two-door sedan with a chop top.
Cool.
She's had it since 73. She's got a 57 T-Bird she's been driving since 1969. And she recently acquired and restored a 1913 Model T Roadster that she's been working 4 years on. It's just being finished. And two Deuces, a 32 Ford Roadster that I've owned for 45 years. And I've got a 32 three-window coupe that I've had for 20 years. And I just recently picked up a 1913 Model T on my own. So I can't get me and Suzanne cannot get cars out of our system.
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's hunting the parts. It's that addiction to continually hunting and scavenging parts that's the fascination.
It sure is. Mr. Bitchin' is the name of the film. You can check it out on DVD and video on demand. And, Robert, it's been an honor to have you, and we'll get you back for a much longer visit down the road.
Well, thank you, Bob. You've been very generous with your time.
Thank you. Say hello to Billy if you see him before I do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about Pebble Beach.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Right now, we're going to shine a spotlight on the upcoming Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. All kinds of wonderful things happening this year, as always, at Pebble Beach, including a celebration of Aston Martin, the centennial of Aston Martin, 100 years. Can you believe that? Another one, hard to believe, 50th anniversary of the Porsche 911, along with a very, very special gathering of Alfa Romeos. To tell us all about it is a gentleman we had on the program last year, and he was a delight, so we got him back again. His name is Nick Waller, and Nick, welcome back to Auto World, and thank you so much for your time.
Bob, it's good to be back.
You've been with the Pebble Beach Concours since 2006 as an automotive consultant, and you also are a member of the selection committee, a staff writer, photo editor, and also one of the familiar voices there on Concours Sunday. But just to touch a little bit on, I didn't realize that Your both your mom and your dad worked with, here's a great name from motorsports and from automotive history, Briggs Cunningham.
Yeah, he did. It was a time, of course, when motor racing was extremely very different. It was, you know, the amateur era, if you like, although with a lot of manufacturers taking part. The 50s and early 60s, and my parents knew Briggs through the Bentley Drivers Club in England, and every year they would all meet up at Le Mans for the 24-hour race, and they'd help out in the pits, and they'd do some timekeeping and some scoring, and I sadly was too young to go with them, although I do remember them going off. I was born in 59, so I remember them going off in the 60s and coming back, and there would be the odd gift from Le Mans, which I still have. But it was a great time, and I wish I'd been there, I have to say.
Oh, of course. But what a great lineage you come from, and certainly your automotive passion is very deep. And when we look at all the things that are happening this year at Pebble Beach, I mean, you guys just do an amazing job. We've been doing a series of interviews, and yesterday on the Auto World AM edition, had a chance to have Ken Gross, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world, on.
Me too.
And what a wonderful gentleman he is. But it's the 63rd annual Pebble Beach Concours Delegants. It's coming up on Sunday, August 18th, of course, on the very famous 18th fairway of the Pebble Beach Golf Links at the Lodge at Pebble Beach. And tickets, of course, are available in advance, as well as the day of the show. We'll get all this out of the way at the top here. You can log on to pebblebeachconcours.net or call 877-693-0009 to get your tickets in advance, and we encourage that. Let's talk a little bit about Aston Martin. Here's a brand that I absolutely love, to be honest with you, Nick. I dream someday of owning an Aston Martin, and I'm so happy that the new owners that are in control of the company now have continued with some spectacular models, including the recently introduced Aston Martin Vanquish. And in addition to celebrating the centennial of Aston Martin at Pebble, we're going to have three new car debuts, including a world debut of a drop-top variant of the Vanquish Volante.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It looks delightful. It really, really does. Something to really hanker after, I think. And they're also showing a very interesting concept car called the CC100, which is a speedster, really. It has no roof, two-seater, and sort of cutaway sides, very, very futuristic. I'm not quite sure whether it will ever hit the streets, but I would imagine they may take the odd order for it. But it just shows where Aston Martin is going these days, I think, you know, in great hands, as you say, and looking forward to the future, you know. But,
absolutely.
You know, what we've got to celebrate its past, you know, as you said, it's the centenary, 100 years. We've got a really interesting spread of early and early cars, race cars, touring cars, and post-war race cars and touring cars. And it really tells the story of a fascinating mark that started in very, very small way and now is one of the major names that people remember and talk about in sports cars. So it's a fascinating history.
Yeah, tell us about some of those early prototypes that I know that you're going to have on the field. There's one called the Cole Scuttle, and there's another vehicle known as Bunny, and a third one known as A3. Tell us about these prototypes.
Well, they are back in the day. This is the the late teens, early 20s. So after the First World War. The Aston Martin company was very small and producing very small cars, 1500cc engines, but they went racing. And one of them, which we have with us, is a 16-valve twin cam that actually raced at the first ever British Grand Prix at Brooklands in 1926. And a lot of these cars, when they were prototypes, they were given names by the management, just as sort of, if you like, nicknames, just they were fond of their cars, and they have carried on. A3 is the oldest car, Aston Martin, in the world. Sadly, I don't know whether it's going to be here. It may be a surprise. You never know. Can't say too much, but it's has recently been restored by Aston Martin Heritage in the UK. People knew it was around, but they didn't know what it was until it started its restoration. They took it apart and realized that the chassis number was A3, which makes it, it makes it a very, very special car. But Aston's got a great history. You know, they raced at Le Mans. We've got a fabulous Aston Martin Ulster that raced at Le Mans in 1935. Nick Mason from Pink Floyd is going to be bringing that. He's a great Aston Martin aficionado. Still races this car, although they've just restored it to exactly as it was in 1935. And he showed me photographs of the car in 35, just outside the works in Feltham in England, on leaving for Le Mans, and the car is identical. It's so special. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, that's
and the post-war cars, you know, the great race cars, the DB3 that was at Le Mans in 52. We've got the first ever DB3S that has never been to the USA before, and that's chassis number one. It was built as the prototype, the development car, but it has its own race history. It's all very exciting, and for me, of course, you know, it's that era of 1950s racing is very special to me. It sort of stuck with me, and so these are cars that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Oh, no question about it. And as you say, the post-war models badged with the initials of the entrepreneur David Brown. A lot of our younger listeners may not realize that that's where the DB comes from, when the DB5 and the DB7 and the DB9 and all the other DBs.
He was a fascinating character. He was originally built tractors. Not unlike Ferruccio Lamborghini.
I didn't realize that.
They both were building tractors back in the day. And Aston Martin, just after the war, was in pretty poor state, 1947, 48. And it was up for sale. And David Brown, being a bit of an entrepreneur, stepped in, bought the company, bought all the development cars, and started Aston Martin, you know, just off like a rocket. Fabulous.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, speaking of Lamborghinis and the early days of Lamborghini, Lamborghini will also be one of the celebrated marks at Pebble, the company's 50th anniversary. But when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about another 50th anniversary celebration. This one, all about the Porsche 911. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs to show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you so much for joining us here. We're shining the spotlight on the big event coming up just 2 weeks from today. It's the 63rd annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and joining us live to tell us all about it is Nick Waller. And before the break there, we were talking about the 100th anniversary of Aston Martin, which will be celebrated, the 50th anniversary of Lamborghini, and now we should talk about the 50th anniversary of the Porsche 911. This is remarkable when you stop and think about it. There aren't that many individual models. I mean, the Corvette is celebrating 60 years. The Mustang will be celebrating 50 around the bend in 2014. You know, the Chevrolet Suburban goes back way back into the 1930s. But the 911 is the iconic sports car that, even though it's a country mile, a whole lot different from what it was 50 years ago. The same basic shape, the same basic configuration is still in place today for the 2013 and 2014 models. Nick, tell us about the two full classes of Porsche 911s that you're going to have on display.
Well, this was perhaps the hardest job that I've experienced since joining the selection committee. Porsche 911 is one of those iconic cars, isn't it? And as you said, you know, the basic shape hasn't changed in the last 50 years. You can see the similarity of the family. We had so many fabulous, fabulous cars submitted for selection this year. And because we only have very small space to show these cars, of course, we have to, you know, be terribly choosy. And it was the hardest job, I have to say. But we chose to go two classes, road cars and race cars. And I think we really have got a fabulous collection, beginning with the prototype coupe, the 1963. Well, of course, now this is a funny story. The Porsche would have been called the Porsche 901, but when it was shown at the Frankfurt Auto Show in 1963, Peugeot rolled up and got their lawyers out and said, you know what, we own the name 901.
Wow.
We own the 01, any old number plus 0 and plus 1. You can't call your car the 901, which it had been referred to all through its development as the 901. So Porsche had to scratch their heads, and they decided on the 911. So, you know, how funny things are.
But this is a unique
car. And then what we go through the the first prototype Targa, 1964, and some wonderful cars. Then you move into the later models, the Carrera RS, we've got a very, very interesting car that I hope will put a smile on people's faces, coming from the Netherlands. It's a 911 Porsche police car.
Oh, wow.
Now, this was used by the police. Apparently, the police force in the Netherlands had Porsches to keep up with the faster driver, I suppose. And this one is coming. It's had its career in the Netherlands, and it's still got its blue lights and its stickers, and it should have a good old siren on it as well. So hopefully people will pull over for it, you know. But the race cars, oh, my word, fabulous. Collection. We've got early cars from the 60s. We have the 1970s are represented by the 911 RSR Turbo coming from the Porsche Museum. We're so grateful to the Porsche company for bringing these cars out. They very rarely get seen. We've got just a spectacular car, and I remember this from seeing it race in England, the 1978 935, what is called the Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Coupe, with the huge whale tail at the back, you know.
Yep.
Talk about taking a body shape and bolting bits on. This is the ultimate, I suppose. This was raced by Jochen Mass and Jackie Ix at Le Mans, and Rolf Stommelen and Manfred Schurti. Just super history there. We've also got the more local car coming up from Beverly Hills, 1979 Le Mans winner, the 935, the K3 Coupe, which is still raced, is owned by Bruce Meyer, who still takes it round circuits and is no mean driver himself. So it's all very, very exciting.
It certainly is, and what an amazing gathering of Porsche 911s all in one place. And,
yeah, and I think... what you'll be able to see is that development of that shape, how it was enlarged slightly here, there, a little bit of a flare at the back. You know, it will be like an animation from 50 years of development.
Isn't that remarkable? And there are so many Porsche 911 enthusiasts. And, of course, Jerry Seinfeld, who is no stranger to the Pebble Beach event, is a huge Porsche file. And there are just a ton of folks out there who also fall into that category. So that's going to be just an amazing class.
Yeah.
Another one that I talked to Ken Gross with yesterday on the Saturday AM edition of Auto World, which I'm very excited about, is the BMW 507. This is a car that Elvis Presley owned. It debuted to great acclaim in 1955, but surprisingly, only 200 of these cars survive, and you guys have got the only two custom body 507s in existence on display at Pebble.
Yeah. You know, the 507, to me, is one of the most beautiful motor cars that you could wish to own. It's the, if you like, it's the equivalent of the Spider California, the 250 GT Spider California, Ferrari's car. I think it's just beautiful. We have a small class of these 507s, but as you say, with two of the custom-bodied cars, the first one actually was built at the time that the first 507s were being built. That a guy, you'll know the name, Raymond Louis Lowy, New York, designed this car. I would be struggling to say it was an improvement, I have to say, but it's extremely interesting. It's owned by the Natural History Museum, funnily enough, in Los Angeles, and they are so kind to be bringing this car up. Not been seen at Pebble Beach before. Unique body. And then BMW themselves are bringing over what was scheduled to be the replacement to the 507. And although it uses 507 chassis and engine, it was badged as the BMW 3200. It was designed by Michelotti and built by Vignale in Modena. Very, very stylish car, but again, you know, nothing can replace the subtle curves and the real exciting shapes of the 507. I think it's one of the nicest cars in the world, I have to say.
It's a stunner, and it's another one of those vehicles, and there aren't that many like the E-Type or the 300 SL Mercedes that, I mean, it could really pass for a new vehicle. That's how far advanced was this design.
Absolutely. And as you say, they were owned by the stars, the celebrities at the time. We've got a car that was owned by Elvis, but only briefly, because he gave it to the actress Ursula Andress.
Interesting.
When she saw it, she wanted it, and I guess Ursula Andress gets what she wants. And so we're very delighted to have that. That's coming from all the way from Switzerland.
Oh, that's great. How many cars are coming from overseas at this year's Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance? I know that there are going to be approximately 240 cars and motorcycles on display. What's the latest count from coming overseas?
Well, we've achieved probably the largest field we've done for many, many years. 251 cars and motorcycles. We mustn't forget the French motorcycles that make up part of that. But it was enlarged this year, and I'm so another thing I'm so looking forward to seeing. A very special class that won't be judged, but it's for display only. And this is a class of 28 Alfa Romeo 8C 2300s and 2900s. And I believe this is going to be a world record for assembling that amount of 8C Alphas together in one place. Again, we're delighted. The owners are bringing them from all over Europe and America. And what they're doing is they're going to be showing their cars at Pebble Beach and then moving off to British Columbia and Alberta and Canada on a two-week tour.
Oh, amazing. It's all coming up 2 weeks from today, Sunday, August 18th. For more information, visit pebblebeachconcours.net, 877-693-0009 to get your tickets in advance. Nick, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you in Monterey.
I look forward to seeing you, and look forward to a lovely day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.